Family members and friends are keeping standing watch over a 26-year-old man who King County prosecutors say was the victim of an unprovoked racist attack last month. Deshaun Horn remains in a medically induced coma at Harborview Medical Center in Seattle. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
Deshaun Horn's uncle, Rodney King, says the family is drawing strength from their deep faith in God. He says his sister has already forgiven the man accused of beating her son nearly to death because he was black. King says LaDonna Horn goes to her car to cry, but otherwise has hardly left her son's side.
Well, she's keeping a vigil at his bedside and, you know, motivating him and telling him he's going to beat this and encouraging him.
Horn had spent the night before the attack with a woman he'd met at a Seattle nightclub. Police say that as Horn left in the morning, the woman's brother, Julian Tuamauga, used racial slurs as he beat him unconscious with an aluminum bat. A Lyft driver there to pick up Horn was a witness to the attack and called 911. Tuamauga has been charged with first-degree assault and malicious harassment, a hate crime. Annette Hayes is the U.S. Attorney for Western Washington. She says her office works closely with law enforcement and prosecutors on cases like this.
We do have jurisdiction around that kind of a crime, but whether or not we would particularly take this crime is something that we have not decided.
Hayes says prosecuting hate crimes is a top priority for the U.S. Attorney's Office because of the impact it can have on a community. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.